Hello. As we are approaching the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we're understanding the basic of Kabbalistic concept, we understand that one of the most important things in our life is to get into a point that we understand that Kabbalah is dealing with spiritual idea. Now, to get spiritual idea, we have to be aware that there is different angle to the camera, different angle to how we look at life, to how people see us. And if we talk about spirituality, of course, how the divine see us, how we see the divine. And based on that, we establish the connection. Basically, this whole subject, we're going to call it point of view, or the initial POV. So, what is the idea of point of view, and how is it going to help us with our life? Albert Einstein, the famous Albert Einstein, said, and if you're sitting in a train and your train is not moving, but the other train is moving, it seems like your train is moving even that you are standing still. How can that be? Well, we're born with something they call five senses. When we relate the spiritual life, or we are using the tools of the five senses, or the tools of movement, which are needed very much for the physical body, or the tools of time or space, we are start using different point of view. I mean, you have to agree with me that most of the time that we react to something is because of point of view of you from the past, something that you already experienced in the past, and for that reason you have to react to it again. So the whole idea of POV, point of view, is to start growing spiritually based on what's truly the reality is. But we can grow until we don't change our point of view. So let's talk further on this subject. Now, most of the time, when we make decision, relationship decision, business decision, any type of decision that later on going to be found not good, or what we call stupid, is most likely because my point of view was wrong. But I can see it 2 years from now. If today is 2018 and I'm making decision based of my point of view of this specific moment, what's going to end up happening is that I'm going to do a mistake, because what I see now not going to be the same of what I'm seeing in 2020. Makes sense, right? Right now, you're looking at me. I'm looking at the camera, the light, okay? People. You see one thing and I'm seeing another. This is a physical part of life. The five senses, the point of view, the time, space, and motion, you know? But in the end of a day, the five senses together with the movement, with the time, with the space, and I hope you understand what I'm using, the term time, space, motion, meaning the movement of Albert Einstein example, that movement that we feel like something happening, it's an illusion. It's not really happening. So how come you see it? Because movement is relative. It's relative to the point of view of your space. It's also relative to time. What is time? Time has also to do with movement. Sun, earth, moon, nighttime, daytime, movement. Everything has to do with movement. But movement, again, has to do with point of view. And I'm sure you saw one of those illusionary picture or tricky picture that you see on the internet. Or even if you watch, if you see the Christmas tree and it seems like the light is moving, right? It starts from the bottom, going up, going to the bottom. If you really look closely, you're going to see something very interesting. You're going to see that one light is turning on and the other light is turning off. So that's created an illusion of movement, because first light turning on, second light turning on, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. So it seemed like movement, but actually there is no movement. It's just on and off. But the eyes of a human being, from the point of view of where we are, it seemed like something is happening there. Nothing happening. On, off, on, off. Unfortunately, we react to things based on our point of view. And that's reaction. Based on a point of view, will eventually will turn into a big mistake. Holy people or successful people, before they become success, before they become holy, they change first the point of view. What is it in your life that you're not willing to see? What is it in your life that you're not ready to change your point of view? Where are you stuck and you feel things are not changing for you? Are you still blaming everybody? Are you still looking at everybody saying, that's the reason I'm not making it? Or you are ready to change your point of view, and by that, achieving whatever it is take. I mean, changing company, changing marriage, changing location, changing something. It's not enough just to change the physicality, of course. You have to change the spiritual essence of who you are. If you just change your address, or change your husband, change your wife, change your children, change your place where you live, your country, it's not going to be enough help. The book of the Zohar, written 2,000 years ago, says a person needs to change his name, his way of being, spirituality, and his physical domain where he lives. What does that mean? It means, spiritually, you have to think different. If you don't think different, if you don't get out of the frame of your brain and your POV stay the same, you don't see anything new. So you're going to react to the same thing again and again and again. Then you change location. Then you change your name. It's not going to add anything. But if you change your POV, you change the way you look at life, the way life look at you, then it's okay to change your name and location. Because only then you can achieve what you truly meant to achieve. So let's talk more about it. I want you to imagine a room, 207, Cedars-Sinai Hospital here in California, a woman giving birth. Now let's start to see POV from different locations. Husband, point of view, wife, point of view, doctor, point of view, police in the street, point of view, the guy working the garage, parking the car, point of view, cleaning lady, point of view, the person in the cafeteria, selling some cake and coffee, point of view. I think we all can agree, everybody experiences something else. And for that reason, everybody will react in a different way to that moment in time. So if right now it's 901, room 207, in California, woman giving birth, the POV of every human being who is in the same room will be different. Not everybody will experience the same. Not everybody will experience the same. And that for that reason, everybody will react differently to the situation. Sometimes it will be the right reaction. Sometimes it will be the wrong reaction. How can we bring ourselves to a place where we are react in such a way that whatever we do now will be absolutely the best thing that we can do for later? Meaning, if you know, many people get married, but many people get divorced. How do you know in the moment of marriage that that's the right person? Well, many people don't. But if your point of view at that moment was empty, was lonely, was wrong, most probably your reaction to the POV moment will turn this old decision into a wrong decision. We all experience different things. So, what's the conclusion? It's two conclusions. First, check your POV. Whatever you're going through, what is your POV? Remember, successful people, holy people, spiritual people, changing one thing. First, the POV. First, they change the point of view. Then they are capable to make better decisions. Now, let's see how is this continue. Everything that we did so far is based on your experience. What do you do? Why you do what you do? All based on your past experience. Where do you get your past experience? From experience. No. Is how you react to those experiences, that's what registers in your memory. It's not the experience. It's what you did toward the experience. Now, how you make decision about what to do on the experience that you already experienced. POV. What I see and what does it take to get the best result from what I see. People who are weak, people who are normally make stupid decisions, but it's never seen stupid decision at that moment because stupid can never tell that they are stupid. And I'm using the word stupid purposely because if one of the people who listen to me don't know they're stupid yet, then it's time to be known as a stupid so you can be smart. But if you think you're smart, that's very stupid. So, turning point is turning the POV, the camera, where it looks like. Now, what can I do if my POV is limited? I can't see. I just can't. I can't see everything. Well, the amount of information that you have, if you can change the POV, what will happen? You will only be able to see what you see at that moment. I know many people who promise and lie. Why they lie? Because their POV at that moment, they don't want to lie. They want to do what they promised to do. But they can never deliver. Not money, not friendship. Nothing. They run empty. They will die empty. That's what they're meant to do in this life. Of course, if they meet spiritual people, holy people, people who've been successful, that help them to change the POV, they will be totally changed. But most of the time, there will be a victim.com, meaning blaming everybody for not being what they meant to be doing in their life. And I'm sure in their life, they feel abused. Why they feel abused? Because they never change. I mean, why are you drawing that abuse into your life? Is a loser call a loser if he's a winner? No. If you're a basketball player and you are shooting the best, is anybody ever call you a loser? No, you're a winner. It wouldn't even bother you. Why is it bother you? Because your POV of yourself, that you are a loser. They just come to remind you that they also know that you are a loser, so that bother you. Do you want to change it? Do you want to become better? You can't change the person who scream at you, who call you loser. You can change what you think of yourself. And that's part, my friend, is the beginning of success. It's the beginning of spirituality. In 1922, a rabbi by the name of Rabbi Ashlag gave an example in his book that what he called Matan Torah, or gift of the Bible. He explained the POV concept from a point of a creature, something so small, that size, a worm. And Rav Ashlag say, what happened if a worm struggle to get out of an apple? Can you imagine those little worm? I hope that apple not end up on your table. But just for the story, the worm is now struggling inside the apple. The worm say, life stink. Life is dark. Life is lonely. Life is boring. Whatever the worm is saying, is it the truth? Yeah, it is the truth. Because it is dark, it is stink, it is lonely. Rav Ashlag said, once the worm break out the apple, break the skin, and go out of that big apple, what happened? Now, life is beautiful. You're not lonely anymore. Everything seemed to be amazing and perfect. So many colors around you. What really changed? One thing. Point of view. But what the worm did that we cannot do? We're not breaking out of ourselves. We want things to change. If things will change and you will stay the same, that means you didn't change your POV. You just want the apple to be better. So you want to stay inside your apple and you are the worm and you're going around the apple. And let's say the apple is the size of the globe. But you never get out of the globe. You're staying there. And you meet people who tell you how stink you are, how lonely you are. What are you going to do? React. Get angry. Be upset. But that's not going to help. Because what's missing is POV. Your point of view about what you're seeing. If you look at things now, the same way that you look at it last year, you didn't grow up. You have to look at things differently. Let's talk about the divine, about God, about the creator for a second. How many options the endless light, the creator, the divine has? How many POV the creator has? Endless option. Meaning that the POV options is endless. You just have to choose a different POV every day, every month, every year. Change your view on life. Change your view of what you're going through. Change your view of your experience. Change your view of what's happening to you. Change your view of your past experience. Change your view. Those of you who don't like yourself, it's not the fault of your parents or your wife or your husband. You just don't like yourself. Now, can you change that view? Do you think that God likes you? Do you think the divine likes you? Do you think the creator likes you? If we take the camera of God and we see camera of God pointing on you, you think God loves you now? What is the POV of God toward you? Only love. Why can't you experience that? Because your POV of God and your POV of yourself is hate. You hate yourself. You hate God because you don't believe God loves you. Everything about successful people, everything about spiritual people is only one thing. POV. It's the only thing that exists. And if you don't change it, my friend, if you choose to see this video and you stay the same, I'm telling you, get ready for next lifetime because you're wasting your time. You just never been alive. You know? And I highly recommend it for people who are being abused or they think they're being abused, either to leave the place of where they've been abused by it, or to change or stop complaining. Because if you've been abused, my dear friend, you are in environment where all the POV there is not changing. The way you look at yourself, the way you look at others is the same. And I'm telling you, if you are like this in the age of exactly 23, you will stay like this for the rest of your life. Only if you take a mentor or a teacher like me or a rabbi or a priest that start knocking you down from your POV. Because you need help. As the Talmud said, a prisoner cannot get himself out of prison. He needs somebody to pull him out of the prison. But if you want to stay in your prison and blame everybody why they keep you there, then you never meant. You don't even deserve to enjoy what life meant to be. Because God wants to give you everything. Let's continue with that. If you will go to a psychiatrist, psychologist, you have anger issue, relationship issue, addiction issue, problem with the kids. You go to a psychologist. Is psychology good? It's good. Most part is good. It's cool. You talk. It's almost like a confession with a priest. But the difference is you see the person you're doing confession with. And there is actually a conversation. And what's beautiful about confession with a priest or with a psychologist, that you can hear yourself speaking and you don't be afraid to be judged. So less you'll be afraid to be judged, okay? More easy will be for you to make a confession. What is exactly the psychologist giving you? They're giving you some system, a very powerful system. It's called reality check. What is reality check? The reality check with the help of a mentor, psychologist, rabbi, priest, is helping you to ask you what's truly happening. And it's a great step to start with, by the way, before you become spiritual. What's truly happening? Meaning, many times, people come to me and said, you know, I want to break out of this relationship. It's a bad relationship for me. So I say, why don't you? And they say, because they keep calling us. They keep want to be with us. When you do the reality check, you have to be talented how to do those tough questions. Then you realize that they lie to themselves and they lie to you. They're just imagining things. But why they are imagining things if the reality is different? Are these person really calling them? Yes, the facts are correct. But the POV of the fact has been changed. Based on what? Based on their brain. Their brain is still sick, is still dirty. They have expectation of a certain thing. If they hate themselves, they expect the other person to hate them too. And for that reason, they believe. And that's really what's happening. It's happening between parents and kids, husband and wife, partner, neighbors. So, I highly recommend it to do a reality check with psychologists. It's good. Because otherwise you will react only to your POV that comes from a stormy, and I use the word storm, stormy emotions. But it will not help you change your POV. When you react toward the event, you are actually say to the event, I can never change this. I can never change that specific thing. So the camera will never go up and look out into the POV, into a different POV. I want to make sure I'm clear on that. I'm not talking about like positive thinking. We are not talking about positive thinking here. We are more talking about decision that change your surrounding. And if you're not making that decision, your surrounding cannot be changed. You are actually responsible for the abuse that you're going through. And if you're not ready to understand that yet, I'm very sad and sorry for what you feel. And I'm sure you're going through pain, even if it's abuse, physical, emotional, sexual, whatever abuse you're going through, whatever age. I cannot go into the details because it has to do with reincarnation. Sometimes because of reincarnation, of not taking the responsibility last lifetime, you're going to end up with an abuse from being a kid. The main thing is to change your POV by taking decision, lift your eyes. Now, let's go back to the example I start with. Room 207. Let's choose the cleaning lady. She's working. She's cleaning. The husband is worried about his wife. The wife worried about the pregnancy and delivery. Doctor is talking to the nurse. That's what the nurse, that's what the cleaning lady is watching. She's supplying tissue next to the bed. Her point of view is to make a cleaning atmosphere for the mother. Can she see more than the tissue box? The husband was worried. The doctor talking to the nurse. The wife cleaning the room. Can she see more? Or maybe I should ask, how can she see more than that? So the first thing she got to do is to change the point of view. If she is not willing to change her point of view or her surrounding and to let go of the regular point of view that she is familiar with, she will not be able to see the proactive or the endless, infinite options of POV that exist at that second, at that room, at that space, at that time, at that environment with your five senses. So your five senses are actually a great tool to change things, but you have to use them. Are your five senses controlling you or are you controlling them? All what you got to do is lift your eyes and look through the window. And then you're going to see a young girl coming to the hospital with the red balloon, bringing it to her mom who just gave birth to a new baby. You can't see those things because you are busy with only your point of view. This example can teach us and guide us that when we are going through a difficult time or problem, you should look inside and say, what am I serving now? What am I seeing now? Am I seeing something based on my emotion or my five senses or myself, my previous experience? Or am I seeing something new? The Kabbalah, study of Kabbalah, it's telling us, teaching us, that when you change your point of view, you are not changing what you see. You are even changing the outcome of things. Wow. So why is it that people have such a difficult time to change the point of view? That's the first question. Second question, what's the tool? How do we start to do it? And I would like to start with the first one, of course. Why people don't change? Because we like to stick to what we're familiar with. We don't want to change something, because to change include starting over. Starting over include leaving the space you're familiar with. But think about how much you're missing if you're not changing your point of view. How stupid it is. You know that if you are sitting in a box and be like yourself, like you were in the last 20 years, things not only be the same, and going to get worse. Those of you who know me, I was on a spiritual mission for more than 30 years. I was working in a non-profit organization that no longer served my ability to grow or serve what I call Kabbalah. I didn't find Kabbalah there anymore. It was more fighting of politics and stupidity over pride. But when you are in a place for 28 years, how do you leave? How do you escape from a place that's all what you know? After all, 28 years is a long time. Giving birth to my children there. Everything is done there. And the idea, what I did, and I did well, and I hope you adapt it as well, is I changed my point of view. And where did I start? And this comes to the part of how. I started meditating. Because at that point, I felt like a piece of dust. I said, there is no way I can create anything. There is no way I can be on my own and help people. But when I changed my point of view, and with the mercy of God and the divine, I meditated. I said, God, please show me the way. I used to go on the roof of my house, meditate every day, and beg the Creator, please divine, get me out of my point of view as I am now. It's a 28 years of the same. There is no way I can make it on my own. I don't have the power. I'm not connected to the flawless universe. I'm not connected to the endless universe. We have endless option of point of view. Help me, God, help me, divine. And it happened. The Creator, the divine, say, dear Eliyahu, every one of the souls that exist, soul of a human, soul of an animal, soul of vegetables and soul of minerals, exist like stars in the sky. And God showed me this picture, so beautiful. And then God said, some shine more, some shine less. But they all shine. And they all have a different point of view. Some see the other shine more. Some see themselves shine more. Some see themselves part of everything that shine more. But they're all part of the thought of creation. the thought of the divine. Change your view. Change the way you look at yourself. Take responsibility. Take some risk and go help people. Eliyahu. And that's what happened. I encourage you not only to think positive, and forgive me for insult the people who tell you to think positive. Thinking positive, it's like taking Advil. It only worked for 4 hours. I want you to change your reality. Changing the reality, lift your eyes, connect to the divine. The divine will give you so many options of what's going on. Whenever you go into a tough time, there is another vision. I was talking to a gentleman. He was at that time 92 years old. I was 17 and a half. He lived about 3 blocks from the place where I grew up. And he survived the Holocaust. And I told him, actually, I should say, I asked him, what makes you survive? And it's funny, well, I couldn't forgive myself. The point of view I had at that time, everybody was playing basketball. When I went to talk to old men, because I believe we can study so much from old people because they have so many point of view that we can use for our time. And he looked at me and said, young boy, everybody playing ball and you come to talk to me? Say, yes, I want to know from you how you survive, what makes you survive, and what can you teach me? Old man said, when they shot everybody with a machine gun, he said, I lying there among the dead body. I was bleeding. To my left, there is dead body. To my right, there is dead body. To my feet, there is dead body. Next to my head, there is dead body. It's a burial site where hundreds of dead bodies are there. I'm breathing, but I'm bleeding. I was able to see that there is a blue sky. And I say, wow, there is a blue sky? Blue sky. Blue sky. My POV was blue sky. No more dead body. And I said to myself, say the old man, it doesn't matter in what situation I will be. The blue sky stayed the blue sky. I can choose to look at the blue sky, or I can choose to look at the fight I have with my partner, or I can look at the dead body, or I can look at all the problems that there is around me. If you're not capable to see the blue sky, you're not going to survive. Because he was able to change his reality, three French soldiers, I don't know if they were soldiers, but three French people saved his life. He looked at me and said, there's one lesson. Change your POV. Change everything in your life. Old man, smart man. The company start teaching us to ask a question, what are you declaring as a reality? The famous story in the Bible, Moses. Moses and the burning bush. Bush, which is burning, not going to last. Here Moses, looking in the burning bush, not burning. God, the divine, share with Moses a different aspect of life. An infinite POV. God said to Moses, there is a POV. When you look at it from different point, it will change. Then God, right after that, tell him, what are you holding in your hand? He said, I'm holding a staff. So throw it on the ground. What do you see now? He said, snake. Say, hold the snake in the tail. What do you have now? Say, my staff is back. Everything around you have a different point of view. There is not just bad in bad. There is good and bad and bad and good. What make you sifting or clearing or dividing from good to bad? Very simple. Your decision. If your POV that this is bad, you're going to scream and yell. You're going to get angry as hell. After all, those of you who visited in prison, those people who've been arrested, it was a moment of weakness. Or the people who commit suicide, a moment of weakness. Because their POV was dark. They couldn't see anymore the light. I don't want to say even in the tunnel. They didn't even see the light without the tunnel. They didn't see anything. Because their POV was focusing on one thing. We are abused. We are under attack. We have to kill. We're killing the environment that's forcing us to change the POV. So instead of I'm changing my POV, I'm going to get rid of the person who's forcing me to change my POV. This video relates now to what the Kabbalists are talking for the last 2,000 years. The latest discovery was 500 years ago by Rabbi Isaac Luria. Rabbi Isaac Luria explained that there is two POV, two major POV, from the giver and from the receiver. The POV of the giver, what we call the light, the divine, the endless light. The POV of the giver is to fulfill everything which is empty. The POV of the receiver is to earn and to receive everything that the light wants to give me. So now, when you feel bad about yourself, when you feel you're not good enough, this is your problem. This is your issue. This is not the lie, the giver issue. So the POV has to change. Now, how do you start? Go out of the picture. Go out of the five senses. Go out of that moment. Just close your eyes. Just by closing your eyes, you know, to connect to the third eye, you have to close your eyes. Because those two eyes will not give you the real reality. It will give you the past experience and the present experience. But to connect to the third eyes, you have to close your eyes. When you close your eyes, now you can see everything. POV cannot change if it's stuck into the same place. If I'm looking at the camera now, that's the POV. If I'm moving to the right, okay, the POV change here is now empty. If I'm moving to the left now, this is changed, it's empty. So the POV is always going to change based on what I'm changing. You have to change the POV. The light is offering you love, fame, money, everything. Why don't you have it? Simple. You don't want to change. You don't want to change the POV. You want to feel miserable. You want to work hard. You want to be just a mediocre that make a little bit of money, a little bit of love. That's what you want to be. And then you blame people for pushing you to become something. If you're a loser and you have a chance for your son, your daughter, your wife, your husband to become a winner, let them go. Because you're not only blocking them, you're blocking the universe. If the universe needs to enjoy a winner to make a difference, you are stopping the chi, the energy, the flow, the chakra, whatever you want to call it, the flow of the light. The lesson for all of us, the more we relate to the problem, we prove that the problem is really there. If you see a problem, you relate to it too much, you dig yourself into the problem. So what is my solution? To live in denial? No. Change the point of view. The problem is still there. You have to fix it eventually. But first, lift your eyes and see something else. Otherwise, I'm telling you, is this gentleman, the old man, was with 100 people dead, body next to him? Absolutely. Was this reality able to be changed? No, there is a dead body. What happened then? He looked at the sky. He changed his point of view. Automatically, there is 3 French soldiers who dig him out from that place. Meaning you are inviting the universe to give you a different point of view. Otherwise, not only the reality wouldn't change, you will be stuck in that reality. Kabbalah believe in 10 dimensions, what they call 10 sefirot, from Keter to Malchut, what they call tree of life. What they call a tree of life? The reason they call it tree of life reality, because in the tree of life, there is 10 dimensions of most powerful POV. Most of us stuck in Malchut, stuck in the mud. When you are in the mud, are you dirty? You dirty. What makes the price of a diamond? Demand. Point of view. The Bitcoin, the new thing now, point of view. Are you looking at it? Point of view. Your own family can destroy your business. If their point of view of you, that you're too angry, you're too jealous, you're too selfish, you're too lazy, they destroy your business, your own family. If that's what they point of view of you, they actually destroy you without even you know that. The people who tell you how much they love you actually can destroy your ability to be successful. Many guitar players, many musicians never made it. Even they are better than all the most famous band. It's because their parents, their loved one, their wife and husband, children, told them different things about themselves. So they not allow them in the creative mind to choose a different point of view. Kabbalah is telling you, jump out of Malchut. Malchut means what? What is Malchut level? According to Kabbalah, what I see is what it is. Is what you see is what it is? Yes, it is. But there is another level. There is nine more POV. And the ninth one, what we call Keter, is from the divine point of view. Do not drown yourself into your problem or be busy with it. Change your point of view. Cancer patient, people who are sick, people who are living in a situation that just not changing. We have two choices. To run away, that's one way of teaching POV, as the Zohar said. The Zohar teach, change place, change name, change POV. Or you can change the POV, and then the situation will change by itself. To study Kabbalah is to be able to change the POV. Without understanding Kabbalah and understanding the 10 dimensions of how you climb from Malchut all the way to Keter, impossible to change. And that's why people are not changing. They're just covering themselves with a better suit. But they're actually not changing. Nothing really changed. What before? Because somebody wear a yarmulke or a big cross, they change. They have more faith. They have more faith in the divine, which is a beautiful thing. But it's not solving the thing. You have to change your POV on life. I love myself. I love you. I know you love me. I know the divine love me. When you have this POV, nothing can change you. You always will stick to the plan, and always the plan will serve you. But when you walk into the street with a POV that you're not good enough, and for that reason, you draw everybody to help you, and you're drawing them from energy, and you lie all the time. Why you lie? Because you are so insecure. So it's better to lie and look good than tell the truth and look bad. I was talking to a cancer patient. And I told her that she has to get into a place where the POV will be that she doesn't care what people think of her. It was very difficult for her. So I went a little bit harsh and I said, are you rather have a beautiful stone on your grave so everybody come to visit tell how great you are? And she started crying. So why are you crying? She said, because it's true. I'd rather lying down in the dirt, cover the grave, not like the grave of the old man. We could see the sky. Now I cannot see anything. There is no sky. And I asked her, why? Why can't you make just the effort to change your POV instead of just sitting there and dying? I received a phone call early morning, 5 a.m. And I didn't care. She wake me up. The reason I didn't care because it was such a good news. And she told me, Eliyahu, 3 days after you teach me that, I'm changing my view. I don't know what to tell you. It's almost like something left me. And I said to her, listen, honey, it's one level. I have to take you to the ninth level. I wish you a great elevation of POV. And I hope that together, through the wisdom of Kabbalah, will be able to take you on a journey where you change your POV. When I do trip to Morocco, Israel, Ukraine, I'm taking my students with me mostly to change their POV.